so than a brother. I have felt your...
I stand up here and I preach on holiness and it goes in one ear and out the other. I stand up here and preach on separation, and I'm telling you folks, you better not sit on that pew and grow cold and lose the presence of God. And you can do it if you don't guard your walk.
Jesus, friend forever.
The Lord took me to the book of Genesis, and He said, notice what Noah did in the ark. He opened up the window after the flood, and He sent the raven out. And the raven went out, and the raven is carnivorous. It lives off dead things. And it flew out, and the Bible said the raven found a place to rest the soles of his feet. What did it rest them on? There was nothing on the planet except bloated, putrefied, dead bodies.
Jesus.
I can see that old raven, unclean, flying out of the church service. Bye, preacher. Woo! Thank God that service is over. He sure preached long enough. I was having a nicotine fit. My God. Fasting. I'm going to eat like a pig. Fasting. And he looks down and he sees dead things. And he flies down on some old putrefied floating carcass and sinks down ankle deep in it and sits there and starts eating and picking that old bloated cow to pieces, eating its innards. Then the dove flies out of the ark. And the dove looks down and I can see that old raven. It's my sermon. I can preach it like I want to. And I can see that old raven ankle deep in feeding on dead things. I got to preach right there just 1 minute. Your feet aren't going to be clean if all week long you feed on dead things like HBO and Cinemax and pornography and worldly music and this and that and this soap opera and that worldly show and that little homosexual program that makes you giggle. Raven, I can see that old raven just tearing it all to pieces. And he looks up, oh, dove, come on over here and eat some of this. Dove flutters over. Oh no, the Bible said he could find no place to rest the soles of his feet. Turned around and said, my feet aren't going to touch that. Flew back inside the window and said, old preacher, I know this ark is confining. I know that there are rules and regulations and we eat the same old thing, but I got news for you. It's the best place on this planet for me. Lord, feed me from heaven. Feed me from your word. I don't want to eat on dead things. Whatsoever things are pure, just, and lovely, and if there be any praise, and if there be any virtue, think on these things. Our walk. Jeremiah 6 said God gave them the food of their thoughts, which means if your mind thinks on stuff long enough, you will become it. But when you take in the word of God It washes you. It cleanses you. That's why, friends, it is a sin, an absolute sin, to sit and not read this book, but be entertained by dead things. And you haven't found time to read this book. They were worshipers and they understood if we're going to have God's presence, it's not something we pay people to do on the platform for us. That is our problem in America. We pay everybody so we don't have to do nothing in worship to the Lord. We'll buy a bus and put gas in it and nobody will drive it. Because that's how we soothe our conscience. We will sit up in the balcony. I paid that boy to lead in worship. Let him worship for me. And we have lost our worship in service unto God. We want, preacher, go visit my sick relatives. I ain't going. I pay you to do that. Isn't that amazing? And so what you do is you substitute and give your money instead of your worship unto God. Worship is not singing a song. It's a lifestyle. When these people are shaking hands at the front door, they are worshiping God. When these ushers are passing the place, they are worshiping God. Worship involves you doing something. Boy, we better never forget that we don't play games with God and go to church and live an ungodly life. Holy, holy, holy. And when you start worshiping Him, see, it's more than getting happy and clappy on Sunday morning. Woo! Look at the lights. Woo! Happy and clappy Christians are filling auditoriums by the thousands today, and then they walk out and live an unclean life. It's more than happy and clappy. You better live holy. It's more than happy and clappy. You better live holy.